Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
This is the sound of Radio Wonderland, the Saturday morning show made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, and I'm the host. I'm not the host. The show is just me slicing up other radio stations. The show has no host. You're the host. You're the host. Listeners like you make this station possible, where art, news, and voices of the local community are all in the mix. See if you can give a little bit regularly, like $5 a month, about 17 cents a day, which is a cup of coffee, if you have a time machine. Knowing the money is coming in is the only way to stop fund drives. Go to WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 and keep community radio alive.
Hey, all you fine folks out in Radio Land.
This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
From Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
A twice monthly show where you listen to us get excited about movies.
Our love of movies is how we connect with each other and with listeners like you and with our larger community.
But none of that could happen without WGXC, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill. They glue us all together.
We want you to head to WGXC.org/donate to pledge some cash now.
And every month.
To keep us.
And the rest of the freaky, fun, fascinating programmers who call WGXC home on the air.
Our community without WGXC is like a TV without Toots.
Like Murtaugh without Riggs.
Like Thelma without Louise.
Like Wayne without Garth.
Like Hocus without Pocus.
Like Frodo without Sam.
Like a fall without that one picture of Sigourney Weaver lounging on pumpkins.
Don't forget to tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. here on WGXC.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul on October 28th signed three bills intended to close loopholes in the state's gun law. The new laws prohibit the sale of anonymous ghost guns, prohibit making or possessing real weapons made to look like child's toys, and prohibit the possession of unfinished gun frames and receivers by anyone other than a licensed gunsmith. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're just getting started, and we're not going to stop until we know that every New Yorker feels safe and secure, and that individuals do not feel that their only option in life is to turn to crime," end quote. Two other bills focused on researching gun violence were also delivered to her on October 27th, but she has not yet signed those into law. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignone rounds up election information for Columbia Green Media about the nine candidates from Catskill running for four seats on the Greene County Legislature. Neva E. Wartell is running on the Democratic and Working Families and is a WGXC volunteer programmer. She says she is running for her first elective office on a, and I quote, Green New Deal, end quote, with key issues including, and I quote, housing, food, and health care, expanding our infrastructure, creating viable employment, and revitalizing our agricultural sector, end quote. Linda Oberbar is an incumbent running on the Republican and conservative ballot lines. Oberbar is a former real estate broker and business owner and says when asked what the top issue in the county is, and I quote, "I look for ways to provide essential services and use county resources for desirable economic growth," end quote. Matthew Lavera is an incumbent running on the Republican and conservative lines, and the newspaper does not disclose that they distribute his video program. He says, and I quote, "Promoting business growth, local history, and tourism to benefit Greene County," end quote, is the top issue in the election. Jack Keller is an incumbent on the Republican and conservative lines. He is a former owner of Pit Stop Discount Beverages and worked in advertising for Young Broadcasting, Clear Channel, and Turner Broadcasting. Asked about the top issues in the campaign, he responded, and I quote, "I have worked cooperatively with the village, town, and county officials, and I will continue to do that," end quote. Jeff Friedman is the executive director of Greene County Chamber of Commerce, running on Democrat and Catskill United lines. He says the top issue is, and I quote, "the need for a comprehensive and well-executed economic development plan to create good-paying jobs, sustainable industries that are resilient and positioned for future growth, and will help attract families to come live and work here," end quote. Melanie Flannery is running on the Working Families line, but did not provide the newspaper with any information about her campaign. Doreen Davis is a former Catskill Town Supervisor and retired pharmaceutical executive running on the Democrat and Catskill United lines. She says, and I quote, "If we examine the communities around us, Coxsackie, Athens, Cairo, Greenville, you will see significant investment either through work with the federal or state government or through the attraction of private investors," end quote. While Catskill waits for action at the thruway exit sign, Monique Chestnut is running on the Democrat and Working Families line, but did not provide any information to the newspaper. Michael Bulich is an incumbent and the owner of the Bulich Mushroom Farm, running on the Republican and conservative lines. He says the top issue in the election is, and I quote, "standing with property owners and business owners over government growth," end quote. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the Department of Environmental Conservation claimed on October 28th that there would be no long-term environmental effects from a massive scrapyard fire the day before at the Port of Coimans. An air quality warning was issued for Columbia County on October 27th because of smoke from the large scrap metal fire at Eastern Metal Recycling. Fire department in Hudson was dispatched to Columbia Memorial Hospital because of the smell of the smoke, which turned out to be from the Coimans fire. A DEC statement read, and I quote, "DEC coordinated with state and local fire crews to monitor the scene and contain runoff from firefighting efforts. No long-term impacts to the environment are anticipated," end quote. The town of Coimans released its own statement explaining how officials thought the fire began. The statement said, and I quote, "Fire started in a scrap metal pile consisting of crushed cars, appliances, and light scrap metal. It is suspected that a battery in one of the crushed cars has shorted and started the fire. The fire originated deep in the scrap pile and spread throughout the pile. There was not any activity in the area at the time of the fire. No hot work or welding," end quote. You can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, rain is likely before 8 a.m., then showers between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., then more rain after 5 p.m. The temperature high will be 57 degrees. Rain is likely on Saturday night before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 48 degrees. And on Sunday, there will be a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees, and Sunday night partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 45 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Scout of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
Number 10.
From Catskill, here is Ross Goldstein next on WGXC with the song The Blue Desert from the 2021 album Chutes and Ladders.
Thank you. number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
That was A Bad Bet from Black Dice from their 2021 album Mod Prog Sick on the radio at WGXC.org.
Number
8.
Thank you. That was Animal Collective from their 2022 album Time Skiffs. That's the song Prester John on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Here is more 2021 new music. This time we tune in a track from Stereolab singer Letitia Sadier. This is called New Moon.
Thank you.
number
6. Next, we hear The War on Drugs. This is their 2021 song, Change, from the album I Don't Live Here Anymore.
number
five,
five, five, five, five,
five,
five.
Come fire land, let's be marching, first for France, then for Holland. Cannons roar, colors flying, all my love, there's no denying. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. They're all marching around very well. My love, you know I love you. Nothing on this earth that I love like I love you. Over and over, 10 times over. Drink up the liquor, boys. Turn the glasses over. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. Come Lysander, on for marching. Everyone is true love searching. Cannons roar, drums are beating. Oh my love, there's no retreating. Ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. A ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well. A ring farewell to my love, farewell. We're all marching around very well.
That was Jake Xerxes' Fussel from the 2022 release, Love Farewell, from his album Good and Green Again.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Thank you.
That was 2021 new music from Marissa Nadler with Emma Ruth Rundel. The song's called Turned Into Air from the album The Path of Clouds.
Number
three.
Next, we've got new music from the 2021 album Music Frees Our Souls. This is the song Dark Light from Francisco Mella, Matthew Shipp, and William Parker.
Here is brand new music from Food Man from Japan. His 2021 album Yasuragi Land is out, and this is Food Court from Food Man.
Thank you.
number
one.
Radio is a never-ending series of transitions, if you look at it from a step back. And Negative Land does here on this track called Sequitur from their 2021 release, No Brain.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please, six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle, Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things. The real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak. When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't, it seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poorer. Variable,
Sarsaparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remain friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your...
And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's...
Sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Pete toothbrush.
He
ran home for a meatloaf sandwich. Let's wait for...
What? He had a dimwit.
There is so much coming in.
Time magazine. Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
Octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss. And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. And you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
It's okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
Myself, and I was just what you see in Pharaoh's.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Sweet acidophilus.
And by the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
Oh, yeah. It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with leaping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind. Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs, becoming poor.
Yeah.
Variable, white, losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
Next, we're going to tune in some brand new radio art from the British radio artist Scanner. 2021, he released the album Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Teledrone on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.